This is HPR episode 2893 entitled, What's in the Box? Part 2, and is part of the series, Hobby Electronics. It is hosted by NY Bill, and is about 12 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, any Bill finishes a guitar pedal kit Timmy sent him.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This is NY Bill, and a few weeks ago I ordered an electronics kit, and it just came yesterday, and I brought the box upstairs, and today I was going to open up the box and maybe start messing around with it on the bench, and I looked over and the bench is trashed as always, and right in the middle of the bench is that tremolo pedal that Timmy gave me way the heck back when. It's still sitting here in the same state it was the last time I recorded, so I figured I better fool around with this first before I get into another project. So I looked at the board closer to see what was going on, and I overlooked something back when I first built this. If anybody gets this, and I can take a picture of the instructions as well. I was looking at the board for dry solder joints, and while I'm on the back of it, I realize there's two unpopulated pads. So I start looking at the drawing here, and it's pad, what is that, PW? PWB and PWC were not populated. So I keep looking around the instructions and I realize what these are. This is, if you have a guitar pedal and you plug the input in, that closes the connection to the ground loop, the negative in the pedal, and turns the pedal on. That's why sometimes, well, not sometimes, you know, if you got a Boss pedal and you leave them plugged in with batteries in them, you just kill the batteries because you're leaving the pedal on all the time. So this PWC comes out of the input jack. So when you plug the tip of the guitar in, the negative of the circuit gets closed between, if you look down inside the jack, you got the one tip that goes to the, you got the one pin that goes to the tip of the guitar, that's where your signal is going to go in, and then you have the long negative ground shaft of your guitar cord. That's what's going to make a connection to two other pieces there, and that's going to close the negative to the battery, into the board. I did all that, and I go and I start testing around, and I have 0 volts, and I go up to my battery and I have 0 volts, and I realize something shorted. So I made a little progress, and then I found a second problem. I undid the battery and I kept looking at the instructions. There's these instructions, I don't know if I mentioned this in the previous one, it's just like a Xerox copy of a, there's no instructions on it. There's no, you know, do this, do that, do this. You just got to figure things out. So I keep looking around and I realize on the DC jack, there is also a PWC connection. So that's, if you don't have a battery and you plug this in with a power supply, there you're making that negative connection to turn on the board. So both in the input jack and the DC jack. And as I looked closer, I had the positive and the PWC crisscross, you know, reversed on that jack. So that's where my short was. So I fixed that as well. And I just put a battery in it, and I had burned out the original LED messing around with it before, thinking I had a bad LED, and I put it on too much voltage and I popped it. It happens. It's fun to do sometimes. You can get these so cheap. But anyways, I found another LED after making these modifications, and I'm playing with an LED right now, just with my fingers. I gotta figure out which way is what. And there, it's lit up green. I'm not gonna use a green LED in a green case, but there's a picture of a green LED. So now I'm wondering if we have signal. So I gotta get a guitar and Well, first I gotta solder this LED up permanent. So I'll do that. Let me find another color. Maybe blue would be cool. That would be blue and green. Let me get some LEDs. Found a blue. I gotta solder this in here. Let me make sure I get it the correct way. All right, the blue LED is in and it's going on and off. Now let's see if we have any sound. Let me turn on an amp. I gotta get another cord, a guitar. We'll try a good old Les Paul this time. I don't really plug in that much anymore, so I misplaced these, the quarter inch jacks. Let me find one. I don't know if you just... He just heard all that racket. I'm looking for the jack. I can't find it. And it's because it's on a hook that's on my door, and my door is always open, and I like hang my belts there and some other things. And when I opened the door to go look in the other room, they all made a racket. All right, maybe that was a had to be there. All right, let's see. The amp is on. Let me go. Oh, I can hear something already. Let me move that closer. Can you hear that? Yep, we got a tremolo. There's volume working. What's the other one? Volume, depth, and speed. All that buzz is because it's not in a guitar yet. Hang on. It should be. I hope it clears up. Yeah, there we go. Oh, it's working. There's volume. There's depth. And there's the speed. Awesome. All right. So pays to double check your work, or I didn't even double check work there because I didn't do the work in the first place. Let me turn this off and try and get it all in this case. Okay, I'm just starting to put it together, and I realize if anybody builds one of these, you have to solder the wall wart, the plug-in for the battery pack. You have to solder that after it's in the case. There's no way for me to get it in the case the way it is. The nut is on the back of it. So I'm gonna have to desolder this and switch things around. Oh, and I need a battery in my, I have no battery left in this recorder. I think it drains the battery as it sits in the off position, because it was a fresh battery last time I recorded. It just sat there for a month. All right, well, I'm rambling. Okay, so there it is, all in one piece. And let me try it that, I hope I didn't get anything shorted together while I was closing the case up. Put the input in. Okay, I still see a blue light, that's good. I got cords everywhere. Whoa. This Les Paul humbuckers really make this. This is a little, I don't know who makes this. It comes out of China, but it's a little like 5-watt, 1-watt tube amp. And these humbuckers make this thing scream. Let me turn the gain down. Okay, and turn too much reverb. And let's see what this sounds like. Thank you. have a tremolo. It's too much bass. I think I was playing a Telecaster in this last, so I had it bassy. The Les Pauls are bassy. Well, I'm sure you don't want to sit there and hear me noodle around this thing, but okay, it's back. It's in one piece. The problems that I had with it were all because of me. I think I was just rushing it. I was building it too fast last time. I needed to slow down. Taking a little break from it for a little while actually did help, because I came back with fresh eyes and immediately saw that, you know, I didn't immediately see the problem, but I immediately saw that there was unpopulated pads, and it got me thinking, why would they have those pads there if they don't do anything? So that got me down the path of getting this thing going. So I thank you again, Marshall. It was a fun project, and we got two HPRs out of it. I know this is a short one, but it's just like a follow-up to that first one, just to get a little closure that if you order one of these things, I still don't know where he got this. So I don't know. If you want to leave in the comment section, Marshall, if you want to just leave a URL where you found these, other people might be interested. But no, I'm not going to play the HPR or the Join Us Now and Share the Software song. But all right, see you later.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.